I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Last Ship. That is a Sting musical that is coming to town. It's going to be at the Broadway's SF Golden Gate Theater. Broadway SF's Golden Gate Theater. I get it. Alice listeners can buy priority tickets before the general public. This is starting tomorrow. If you know our code word, which is Alice, pretty simple. Starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow and running through 10 p.m. Thursday, you can get your tickets before the general public. So if you want to check out Sting on stage, it's music and lyrics by Sting. And he is starring in this.
Yes,
yeah?
Absolutely.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
Hooman and I got a sneak peek.
Like, oh, that's right.
Of him singing and his people. He chose to be the leading roles. They're amazing. They're really good. It was like four songs and, you know, kind of encompassed everything that they're going
to
do.
Did you get to talk to Sting?
We did.
Oh.
Briefly.
Did we hear some of that interview?
I think you did. Hooman's an Uber fan. It was funny because Hooman brought a picture, and one of his questions to Sting was, the last question, do you remember me? And he shows him the picture, autographed picture of him and Sting.
And did Sting go, yeah, dude.
I guess he saw him enough times where... You know, he took a picture one time, he prints it out, and he brings it back to him as a side. So it's all framed, and, like, that's Hooman's favorite artist. I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's his... okay, well, he loves Sting. That is
How do
one.
You not know that?
I don't know.
That's your boy.
I thought Coldplay was his favorite artist.
That's his favorite artist to make love to.
Oh, God, gross. I'm going to barf right now.
Haven't you been in the dude's studio? Haven't you seen this signed Sting photo?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was all
Maybe
like...
he keeps it like in a special trunk, like a keepsake trunk. Where
well,
under
if you
his
guys
pillow.
Didn't ditch me that time, I would have probably...
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He had a picture and everything.
Yeah.
Passing us by.
Yeah.
He Look
picked
us!
Her out the car window.
Yeah, with his finger up.
Right.
None middle, of that happened.
Middle fingers in the picture.
Standing yeah. in the street yelling yeah. for you guys.
Right.
Like a lost puppy.
Yeah. Who can't read numbers?
I don't know.
Puppy
anyway.
Would have found us.
Puppy would have found us, Vinny.
Oh,
a lost puppy.
Could have sniffed us out, baby.
We're super brave. Speaking of interns, intern Corey is on the phones. We need winter. Is it winter?
Spring.
Spring interns.
Yeah.
All right. So if you are looking for an internship for next semester, mm-hmm. please contact uzette@radioalice.com. UZETTE at radioalice.com. Sunday. Cover letter.
Starting like early January.
Cover letter and resume. I can't believe we're losing the kids this fast. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're just settling in. But mm-hmm. you're right. It's because of all the holidays and everything mm-hmm. that happens. In these few months. It's almost like the start of the year. Like New Year should be like September 1st. You know, it seems like that's when the year kind of resets. I work my whole year towards summer. Oh. At the box office over the weekend, Midway won. That was the new number one movie. That's the one. It's the Battle of Midway. I guess it's part of World War II.
Who's in it?
I don't remember who the stars are. I'm sure there were some decent-sized stars.
What? Midway?
Yeah, I was telling you about it last Friday when I said what movies were in theaters. So I read like a little synopsis about it, but I can't remember who stars in it. But anyway, that won the weekend and it made $17.5 million.
Really?
Yeah, and there's four new movies in the top, so nobody went to the movies.
Evans, Patrick Wilson, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe Woody Harrelson pulled in the $17.5 million. At number two.
About Pearl Harbor. Era.
At number two is Dr. Sleep. Very disappointing opening. They were expecting more like the $30 million range, and they made $14 million.
You know, one of the problems is you do a sequel to a movie that's from the 70s, and you're only hoping that you've got a generation.
I know.
With Ewan McGregor, he sort of bridges the mm-hmm. gap, but you can't count on that.
No.
I don't even know. I tried to rewatch The Shining. I told you guys this the other day. I tried to rewatch The Shining. Mm-hmm. We didn't finish it, but it
5 minutes of driving at the beginning.
Right, but I mean, you gotta sort of watch that to be primed to go see the. Or you're sort of.
Or you have to have read those books. You know what I mean? Like, I'll go. Maybe I'll see if John wants to go see a movie today. It'd be kind of fun. We haven't done that together in a long time.
I read the book too, and I loved the book. I remember loving it. I don't remember all the details.
Right.
I mow through books. So I know. I'd have to go back and even, you know, anyway.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't feel like they should be disappointed. I think they took a chance and it didn't work out.
Well, they're still, you know, Hollywood's a money business and they expected it to make $30 million. They say it was a big bust. And so second place, but only $14 million. Playing with Fire, I don't even remember seeing anything about that one. That debuted in third place with $12 million. And then Last Christmas is the one. It's I think it's like the music of Wham and George Michael, but it's Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
And
guy from Crazy Rich Asians.
Where's the Terminator movie?
What's his name?
Henry Golding.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's gorgeous.
Terminator Dark Fate debuted last weekend. And it's in fifth place. It made $10 million. It's
there's
a bust.
Your big bust.
Yeah, $48 million in 2 weeks.
Now, that's a movie they probably said to themselves, we're going to be rich. We're not going to be able to stop counting the money.
Right. We've got Arnold in the picture. And everyone loves Terminator. It's supposed to be a pickup after number two. Right, they've got grown-up John Connor in it, the actual kid.
Yeah, there's your bust.
Yeah, that is a big bummer. Oh, actually, somewhere in here I have... I'll find it. Anyway, The Joker, it made $9.2 million. It's made $313 million domestically. And the story that I read about that, which I'll never be able to find, but it's in here somewhere, is that that is the most profitable comic book movie, not because it's made the most. Because
they spent the least.
Spent the least.
Right.
Wow.
Let me see if I can.
Yeah, I read that too.
How come they spent the least? There just wasn't anything.
It costs $67 million to make. They
say it doesn't have all of the effects necessary for a Batman flick.
And it's made like $900 million internationally. So based on what it cost them to make and market, and what the return has been, it's the most profitable comic book movie. So congratulations to them.
Did you read about the scenes that they weren't even able to include?
No.
Apparently, the Joker's about his meltdown, right?
Right.
It's him coming
descent
from...
into mental illness.
Right. So they did, each day when they would do their filming, they'd finish their scenes, and some days they were done early, and they would set up a room with a couple cameras, and they would let him riff.
Oh.
So
did they
sort
use
of
a lot of that?
Well, they used some, but they were saying some of it was so dark that they couldn't, or it wouldn't have stayed a rated R movie.
It
was that
provocative.
Off.
Ugh.
And I'm assuming...
Because he was just in character, and they're like, put him in that room and put cameras on him.
And see what we get. And so these were just extra pieces of stuff, whether that was going to be in a dream state or however they were going to present it.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
I'm
was
afraid
super...
to see it. I feel like I don't need that in my head.
How rad is that? That as an actor, he can be put in a room and you're in character, you're in a room. What do you got?
He's a really interesting dude. Like, I've seen him in a lot of stuff that I've really liked him in, and he is just such a... I always think about that movie, Her. Like, it's in my mind always. Like, that movie is basically one long close-up of his face talking to a disembodied voice.
Of Scarlett Johansson.
Of ScarJo, right. Mm-hmm. And it is just, it's fascinating the whole time. Like, he holds you in a way that very few people could ever do.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're saying those scenes may be in the DVD release or something like that.
Oh.
Where you'll get the extras.
Too bad they didn't do that, at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Where they could just play that. Yikes.
And I don't know, so I'm not trying to build it up to you guys. It's how I read that piece was just like, oh my God, I wonder what he went in there and did that they went, we can't use this.
Oh, this would be a rating we don't want.
Right.
Oh my God. Well, it was number six, and it's made $313 million in 6 weeks here domestically, and it's the most profitable comic book movie of all time. Maleficent was number seven. That's the new one, Mistress of Evil. That's made just about $100 million in 4 weeks. So that one, I guess, is doing fine. I don't know. People aren't raving about that, though. They say visually it's beautiful, but they don't love it. Harriet is number 8. That's the Harriet Tubman story. Zombieland, The Double Tap, Zombieland 2. Well, that's another one I could go see. Either Dr. Sleep or Zombieland today. Oh, I hope John will go. And The Addams Family. Hey, Thursday. The
hey.
Addams Family. That's at number 10. That's made $91 million in five
wow.
weeks. So there's that. Remember when Mike Tyson bit a chunk out of Evander Holyfield's ear
yes.
in that fight in 97? It's all has been forgiven. And not only has it been forgiven, but Evander now says, yeah, I've bitten people too. Mike Tyson has a podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson because he's now a pot dude.
Right.
Right.
And Evander was just on there. He was like, yeah, I'll go on your podcast. Sure. He blames it on a concussion.
Okay.
So as you know, Mike Tyson is now in the pot business, and he had a great idea about what they could do, you know, to team up with Evander. They're talking about making a mold of Evander. Oh, you didn't get that one? Well, here's the idea. They're talking about making a mold of Evander's damaged ear, the one that Mike Tyson bit,
uh-huh.
and making edibles from the mold. So you
Yucky.
Can eat Mike Tyson. I mean, eat Evander Holyfield's ear. And Evander was like, yeah, yeah, go ahead and do that. Let's do that.
Hmm.
I know. So funny. By the way,
it was like they thought of that while they were smoking weed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they it's called hot boxing. They must smoke
right.
the whole time, right?
Oh my
hot
God.
Boxing with Mike Tyson.
Hot yeah. boxing with Mike Tyson.
I have the intro if you want to hear it.
Oh, sure.
That's what the would. Podcast is called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at him reading coffee.
Yeah.
Didn't sound
I got
that
some
bad.
Things to tell you.
Sounded better than Evander. That's
right.
Hard.
Oh my God, I know.
Yikes.
Well, they're both, you know, listen, they've
been
taken some
the
blows
head.
To
yeah.
the head, right?
Ugh. Can't even
Yikes.
Finish a word.
Oh,
my bad, my bad. I have trouble finishing words, so, you know. I'm with you.
Boxing's a tough lifestyle choice.
It yeah. is. There's no question that you are asking for it. Hot boxing. Do you remember the show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? As far as I know, there was only maybe one or two
series of Yeah, I remember Heidi constantly
that.
Putting a dry shampoo in
yeah.
her hair.
They're talking
Tidy
about
of, Spidey.
Robin Leach was on ours, and Melissa Rivers, and
oh, yeah.
Chris Judd.
I never
I remember
watched
that.
It.
Yeah, it was. I think it was only on for one season.
Possibly
but yeah,
one.
Heidi and Spencer were
yeah.
on it, and it was in like 2003. So while we as Americans voted no, or voted I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here off the island, in Britain they've done 18 seasons of it.
Yeah,
they love it. The 19th season of the British reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, will be starring Caitlyn Jenner. So she's going to go on. And this is basically, it's like Survivor. I don't remember people getting voted off. I think they had to like give up to be kicked off the show. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out
yeah,
of Here.
Yeah,
they
I
had
remember
to
the
say that
thing.
Word and then a rescue
I'm
helicopter
a
would come in and
out
pluck
here.
Them out. So it airs in the UK, but they say it's worth mentioning because when pseudo celebrities do British reality shows, they end up revealing a bunch of stuff to get attention.
How is Caitlyn doing?
Well, she's just cast on it. I don't know how she's.
I
don't know that
it flew there the other day, so it's just getting started.
And so they say the camping version of it, the camping part of it, shouldn't be a problem for her. And she was actually on the show here in America. Well, she was Bruce Jenner at the time.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Bruce Jenner was one of the celebrities that was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it'll be interesting to see if anything from that. Because sometimes we will hear stuff from like a Celebrity Big Brother over in England, and it'll be an American celebrity and something that mm-hmm. they've said, and we're all like, what? And finally, for the 6 o'clock trash, you know, Alex Trebek has pancreatic cancer. He has been... I guess he's going through his second round of chemo right now. He has not missed a taping. And last night, or was this on last night's show, or is this about to air?
I'm not sure.
One of the contestants.
Very recent.
We're on Final Jeopardy. You have to write down the answer to the question and then put down how much you're going to wager. And this kid did not know the answer. So a very emotional moment. He says, what is... We love you, Alex. And it's a little heart instead of the word love. And it's actually trending now. It's a hashtag that's trending and people are sending their support.
So, but, like, the first story I saw this morning and I was absolutely like, oh.
I know. It's just Alex's, because he's surprised when he reads it. And he just, you can hear the catch in his voice. And it's, you know, God, the guy's going through hell right now.
Look, I realize Alex is a smart dude and a grown man. Twice my age? Not quite.
Yeah, he's about 79 or so.
But I feel so bad. I don't, maybe the doctors didn't mislead him, but the hope he came out of his treatment and going on camera and saying things like, I am completely cured. My tests are showing me as a normal person who has no cancer.
It's been beat back to the point where
I
don't
thinking,
have it.
And I'm thinking, it's not responsible. I don't understand what they said to him, but the disappointment he must have felt when he slid back into it, having been told he's good, that's just heartbreaking.
Well, and it's a nightmare. I'm sure you feel like when you come out on the other side of whatever chemo you go through, you're like, and then they give you results that sound good, you're like, the relief and thank God.
And you're on a high. You're on a high.
To have to go right back into that darkness.
Well, who doesn't think, even if it's foolishly so, who doesn't think, I did it? Whatever thing you have struggled with,
right,
to be told you've done it, somewhere inside you, you're celebrating.
Right, yeah. Of course. And just to, you know the depths of strength that you had to reach down to get through that and to what you think is the other side of
who
it.
Who hasn't said something too soon, whether it's we're pregnant or I got the job or whatever thing where you're like later, you know, going, oops.
So that too soon. Actually, and speaking of that, Hilaria and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
They've been trying for their fifth kid.
Oh.
They lost a baby in April and they just found out they lost another baby.
Oh.
I know. 4 months in. I probably won't get to that story. So I thought
you just did.
Well, you mentioned
that's the story.
That is one of those things. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do the news. What's coming up, Finn?
We're all going to pee in public.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and just added Flora Cash, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets and all the information you ever wanted to hear about Winterland is at RadioAlice.com. And throughout the day, we're doing tickets and turkeys. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, you win tickets to Alice in Winterland and a Safeway gift card you can use for your turkey for Thanksgiving.
They figured it out, how to get me to an event early. You get Flora Cash,
that's
and
right.
There I am.
Boom. This might be a 3 Red Bull night. It's
most definitely going to be an all-nighter. What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Flora Craft Carpet One. Floor and Home in San Francisco is celebrating the Relax. It's Lee's Home Center rebate event.
Woo!
Don't miss the opportunity to spruce up your home for the holidays and save. Flora Craft is in San Francisco. FloraCraftHome.com.
Well, excellent done. Delivery. Well,
thank you done. So much. My nerves lost.
I heard you. It was a good game, though. It sounded like it was just heartbreaking.
It was good. I didn't even see the end. I went to bed.
Mm.
Now that it's nice and dark, I can actually climb into bed and feel like it's nighttime.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a welcome. Anyway, that's not part of the news. Here's the news. So your first story is about San Francisco Mayor London Breed and the crisis in our streets here in San Francisco. Apparently her and the other supervisors have reached a deal on SF mental health reform. This is all meant to help people in crisis that we see. If you come to San Francisco, you see it everywhere.
Right.
And that's not an exaggeration.
All over every sidewalk. I mean, it's just, and just open drug use and pooping and all the things you don't want your kids to see as you're walking around through downtown.
Yeah.
And that you don't want other people to have to be going through as you're walking around.
Right. I mean, it's unfortunate that sometimes if you talk about the city of San Francisco in a way, as let's say a person who comes here for work, you often find yourself going, it's gross, and my car's been robbed, and I'm just over it. I just come into work, and I leave.
Right.
And I don't spend money here, and I don't hang here, and I don't take trips back here anymore either. And it makes people think like, well, you're so selfish. I'm not trying to say these people should be left in the streets. I'm just trying to say I love this city and have loved it forever, but you can't come and enjoy it anymore.
Right. Become very difficult, and it's just difficult to watch human beings suffering.
And here's one of the issues that, you know, look, I realize we're a Democrat state, we're a liberal state, but the Democrats have been in charge for a long time, and this problem's only getting worse. Like, we need them to finally step up and get something done. You are generating the taxes, trust me.
I do trust you.
Trust me. You're
seen my tax bill.
Pulling in the tax money. So they're saying here they've reached some agreements, and that's the point of me doing the story. It's on the front page of the local. Nope, this is the main front page. The mayor and the supervisors have reached a deal on mental health reform to fix the crisis in the streets. Great. Get it done.
Good luck, too.
One of the things I've noticed, you know, there was a big argument about the navigation center
yes.
the mayor wanted to put in.
Yeah.
They're up. Have you seen them?
No.
They're on our drive home.
Yeah, right on Embarcadero.
They're the silver
Where?
Tents mm-hmm. on the Embarcadero
Huge
on
tent.
Your
oh,
way home.
Oh, just on the piers?
On
the
right-hand
side, yeah.
As you're driving
if
out
I'm
of town.
If I'm driving home.
It's on your right.
On your right.
Oh, it's on my right.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the cross streets are? I haven't seen.
Oh, that's tough.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'll look for silver.
They're silver. They're and they're gigantic.
So these are temporary before they.
No,
they
these are the ones.
Them. Oh, I thought
think
they were
this
building
is what
a
they're
going to
be.
Building.
No, they're building them. That's it.
Oh.
Let me see if I can show you. Yeah, here it is.
So this is the permanent installation. Oh, so
what does the structure look like?
Quonset hut.
It's
you
a
know,
big dome.
Honestly, it's
a dome. Okay.
A big
it's
dome.
Like a big, you know, sort of arched sides that come to a point at the top.
They're big, though. You can see these guys in there. I mean, they're not tiny.
No.
So that was another thing that, you know, they were trying to get going, and the locals who were paying whatever they pay to live there are like, are you nuts?
Tons of money.
Yeah.
Well, everybody wants the homeless off the street and wants to help the homeless, but they don't want
them,
right, not in their neighborhood.
Anyway, progress is being made there. And the last thing, and I know I teased you with, we're all going to pee in the streets, but it was just because the new DA, the guy who just won, his name is Chesa Boudin.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I've been seeing him.
He's saying here, public urination will not be prosecuted. And I do, again, I also understand what he's trying to say is it's not a crime to not have anywhere to go.
Right.
On the other hand, you could turn into a corner.
Right.
you don't have to show me it exiting your body.
Right.
Like out into the street.
Yeah, I've seen plenty of things that are not just in number one-ing.
Right, but I'm saying
it's
I
like,
get...
Wow, there you are.
I get there are times when you go to any local establishment and they say, no,
yeah,
you can't use our restroom. You're not paying.
Right.
Okay, I get. There's nowhere to go. Just turn. Just turn.
Right, find a bush, an alley.
That's all.
Yes.
Anyway, he's saying that's not going to be... It's decriminalized. He understands. These crimes are still being prosecuted. We have a long way to go to decriminalize poverty and homelessness. So this is one of the ways he wants to make change.
Mm. All right.
Have you heard that guy's story? He has a background with his family.
His parents were part of the Weather Underground in Chicago.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a protest.
Some call it terrorist group.
Group?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They were arrested.
Budin's parents were members of the Weather Underground domestic terrorist group.
Uh-huh.
They just say it right there.
Okay, well, there you
go. I didn't know I wasn't going to call it that, but that's from the article.
Right.
He was raised in Chicago by Weather Underground leaders Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn.
Oh.
After his parents were sent to prison on murder charges while he was a toddler. So he wasn't raised by his own parents. They went to jail.
And he was raised by these leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Trip. He's the new DA.
Is crazy.
Well,
yeah.
There's a guy who
has some stuff.
Yeah. And managed to come out on top of all of it, you know?
It's a big deal.
Barely won, too. Mm.
Success story nonetheless.
Yeah.
So
that's for sure.
Fingers crossed. Yep. I'd love to see a positive outcome. Lord knows you're raising enough tax money to get something done.
Right.
How about please?
Do it.
Just do it.
Right.
Half of people listen to music while they work, and it makes them more efficient. Mm. It's not a distraction like everybody says. Put your headphones on and rock out and do your work.
Sure. And music makes everything better.
It's good for your productivity. The researchers found people finished a task about 3 minutes faster when they were listening to music than when they weren't. My wife has a dance party going on in her office the whole day.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
The whole time. She only turns it off when she has to do conference calls
and
look professional and be...
From the waist up.
Right.
So funny. Pajama. It's like the newscasters you see. Like, they look all proper and then... They pan under and you see they're wearing their shorts and tennis
running
shoes.
Running shorts. Right. Exactly it.
Speaking of that, and just really quickly to go back to this. So you ran out of your house today with your slippers on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Let me see your slippers.
They're like little canvas. They're pretty hardcore slippers.
Yeah, they're cute.
What do you mean pretty hardcore?
They don't look all soft. And they actually, if you hadn't pointed them out, I probably wouldn't have noticed them. They're canvas. They're like, and they have a real sole on them.
Oh, well, yeah, whatever they are, they're my slippers.
They sort of look like beach.
Yeah. But they don't, right. They don't have a back. They're definitely slip-on.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just forgot to put...
No. I was running. Our house is in a total chaos at the moment. So I slept in my main room. The missus slept with the kid. There's a lot of weirdness going on. So anyway, I got up and was running a little bit behind. And I didn't know where I was showering. It's so crazy right now. Anyway... I just found myself up against it time-wise and was like, I'm grabbing things as I went out the door, including my shoes, which are in the car, and I just...
Didn't get to them.
Well, I will go down there after this break and...
No, you don't... I mean, please don't feel like you have to.
I am in slippers. I don't feel like...
They look like Tufts. That if I step on your foot, you'll be fine.
I
don't want to. I'm just saying, if it happened, don't worry.
Yesterday,
it'll be fine.
Sarah and I shared such a neat moment. She went to the skate park and went skateboarding.
I didn't go to the skate park.
And I was like, oh my God, my heart is so full of love for you right now.
Vinny and I have been talking about how they are
love me.
Of course I love you. Don't be silly. With the fires, a lot of people are discovering that they have a substation, an electrical substation in their neighborhood, because when those were put in, they planted trees around them and the trees grew up and sort of masked them off.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you're at the middle school or the rec center in my town, you look across this marsh and instead of seeing trees,
you see this. I just had no idea it was even there. Like, it's so enormous. It goes up the hill. It's just huge. And they've cut down every tree around it. And they're mm-hmm. even, like, digging out around it. And so Vinny had mentioned that he had seen the same thing happen in Scotts Valley, where
they
he lives.
They took the trees down, obviously, they in an aggressive way to say these things could catch fire and we're going
right.
to get... I feel like that was a...
It feels
bleep
super...
you,
right.
But okay.
So they take these trees down, and as I'm walking up, because we went on our walk over to the big Whole Foods.
You grabbed your skateboard and
no,
went and rode with
I did not. I just
God,
walked. John and I
my
walked
heart,
over.
It's going to explode.
And I saw that they, because this used to be this little crummy skate park. Like, there were a couple wooden ramps, and that's it. And they have redone it. It's humongous now. And,
oh.
and just like probably twice the length, and just lots of curves. And it's kind of a bowl so the kids can be in it. And so as I took the picture, I went, oh, there's the skate park. So I turned when I got to a good view, and I sent that picture to him too.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him the substation.
When I was a little boy, I spent all day every day at the skate park, and I would skateboard to the skate park from however far away I needed to. So I'd ride the 5 miles on my skate, get there, and then skateboard with the kids all day and just come home wiped, dirty, smelly,
bloody,
satisfied, and worked the whole day on some trick to add it to my bag of tricks. Loved it. So seeing that picture and knowing that you're skateboarding, it just made me so happy.
Yeah, I have some mad skills.
Anyway, listening to music at work is good for you, so don't let anybody tell you different.
Well, we do it every day, and look at us. We're so well-adjusted.
Yeah.
And competent and
productive. Get her done Tuesday.
That's right. We're getting her done. By the way, the sunrise this morning, absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it was. I actually took a picture of it.
God, yeah. You did another great one.
Thank
God.
You. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, everyone. God. Bryn.
What?
I'm going to clap.
I'm giving you like a million claps.
We're clapping for God, though. Come on. There you go.
Yay, God.
How about a little more convincing than that, huh?
Nobody can say no.
I have to convince myself
Nobody
first.
Nobody can say no.
Is it wrong to send your daughter to school in a t-shirt that says, Daddy's Little Slut?
Yeah. That is
this
wrong.
This had to be pulled from Amazon. And I just... Being a father of two girls, I'm like,
that
I would
is freaking
not...
hilarious.
So
I
funny
actually
and
want
so
one of
wrong.
These for me so I can wear it home when I go home for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
I actually think for a grown up
so
it might be
funny.
Fine, but you can't send your kid to school in that.
No, and this is, it's on a 9 year old, so it's not, yeah. It's much less hilarious. It's hilarious if I'm wearing it.
Right.
It's not that hilarious when you're little. You know, like Isla is not.
I can't
she's
even,
just not ready for
I
it.
Swear I swear, any grown-up would be like, I'm not even sure what you're trying to say here.
Right.
So you're with your dad? All of the answers are gross.
Right. There's
None
no good answers.
None of them
answers.
Are okay.
No.
I don't think Amazon needs to pull it, though. I
yeah,
mean,
they
like,
do.
I don't
I'm a free
think so.
Speech guy. I like
What if I
different
wanted to buy
ideas.
It?
Well,
I looked for to buy two for you and me.
Oh, and they
and
don't have
I
it?
I can't get it.
Oh.
Well, I'm
write
sure
to him and say, can we do
still...
adult sizes, please?
Yeah.
Let me see if the company, I'm sure they're still in business.
Yeah, I'm sure they printed out plenty of them.
Naughty Knickers?
Okay.
Oh, Naughty Knickers. All right.
Whatever. Hey, any minute now, Instagram, and I've been checking mine, they plan to start removing or hiding the likes.
Oh,
the
so that's count. Happening, huh?
It's happening here in the United States. They tested it in other... let's see here.
So you don't get a count, but you can still see who liked it?
It's Is already that... rolled out in Canada, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand. And now United States is joining the list. I still see them on mine,
yeah,
or
I have
at least
them on
I did until...
Let me look.
I don't have my... But that's expect that to disappear.
Yeah, I haven't.
And I think that's good. Not because... I think kids... find themselves being competitive with this stuff, and it's the wrong thing to teach a kid that
right.
they need to do whatever that whatever by any means necessary they need right. to beat Susie's like count. Great.
So we'll still
see. So you're showing some areola and you're seven.
The list of people who, well, Daddy's a little slut.
I'm Daddy, exactly.
That's what I mean, though. Like, my buddy's daughter is 13 and her little friends are getting a million likes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it by putting bikini pictures up. Right. And all the little boys in school are going, like, fire,
wow.
Heart, fire heart, you know, uh-huh. Like.
Fire heart.
That's not supposed to be the way you get likes.
Good name for a band.
Oh, yeah.
Fireheart?
Yeah, just the little symbol for fire and heart. Fire.
What was the name of that? Steelheart. That's the crummy band with the guy who will never let you go.
Never let you go.
Anyway.
Well,
get
what
ready.
About the people that make their money off of,
you know what?
Instagram.
Go get a job like everybody else. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's more important that kids aren't doing dumb stuff.
I
want
to see who liked me, though.
I think you will still see.
Yeah, you can
You'll still see
how many you got and who liked it, but you can't see how many they got on the post.
I see.
As you're
but,
scrolling.
Unless I sit there and count.
Riley.
I don't even know if you can see.
Oh. Berkeley won't be like, oh, that guy from the, what's that game he plays? Dungeons and Dragons Club. Getting all the likes over there.
Like what?
What game?
I don't know.
What's
what
a guy got to do to beat?
Fortnite? Yeah, I know. 18 likes. What do I got to do to get 19 likes over that guy?
I don't know what they're up to.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
I do.
You don't want him resorting to.
No.
Shady tactics.
Nope.
I don't know what D&D. My
son showing areola. In
his bikini.
Mommy's little slut.
Anyway, I'm out of time for text. What's right. coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Disney Plus all day
all
long.
Right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.